from it because I believe our world is so wicked, but us as Christians don't have to be wicked in a wicked world. But yet, so many times we get caught up, amen? We can get caught up in our emotions. We can get caught up in making sure things are right, amen? And sometimes we can stick up for people and do things, and sometimes we can get ourselves caught up in the way the world does business and the way the world acts. And I'm going to tell you, this is a wicked world, but in Isaiah chapter number 1, verse number 4, this right here caught my eye last week, and I've been just for my mind. I believe this is kind of, oh, I love to hear the little voices. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And boy, we want her to strengthen those lungs so she can be in choir with us.
Amen.
If you'd like to be in choir, come and be a part of choir practice at 5:15. And so come and be a part of choir. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, it'll make a blessing. Amen. But I want to see in verse number 4 of chapter number 1 of Isaiah. Oh, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, that they forsake the Lord, and they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward.
Ouch.
Can I tell you something? Us as Christians, isn't that America today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be you and me in America, right? We can go forward for Christ. Absolutely. The devil wants to take people backwards. Amen?
Yep.
He never leads people forward unless he leads Christians forward into sin.
Yeah.
But us as Christians, God leads us forward for the grace of God. Amen?
Amen.
For the things of the Lord. Amen? But a sinful nation of people laden with iniquity. Can I tell you something? Us as Christians, we're going to get the world on us. We're going to make mistakes, right, Brother Ray? And I make them. Amen? All you do is apologize and move forward. Amen? Don't let the devil drag you backwards. Amen? Don't get... And I'm going to tell you, we live in a world where iniquity is acceptable.
Yeah.
And some iniquity from the Word of God, some sins, some things in the Word of God are actually legal.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that it's right for us as Christians.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, and I mean this with all my heart. There's nothing that this world says is okay that when we get to heaven that was against the Word of God, we'll be proud we did.
All right, yeah.
That's just the way it is. And that's not me, that's the Word of God.
Yeah.
And think about us as Christians. Man, I don't want Brother Dennis, I don't want... For iniquity. Man, I want to have short accounts. Amen. When you say something, do something wrong. Amen. Boy, make amends. Reach out. Amen. And there's technology. You can apologize by text. I mean, you can reach out and say, hey, you know, I'm just telling you, there's no reason to live with iniquity. But we live in a world where most people think it's okay to have sin and iniquity and think that it's okay. But can I tell you something? God doesn't. But how many of us have made some boo-boos this week? I made a couple, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You can go to God and ask for forgiveness, and you don't have to live with it. You don't have to go backwards. You can say, that's back there, and I'm moving forward, amen? I want our church to go forward for Christ, amen? Hey, COVID may stop a lot of things, but it doesn't stop salvation.
No.
Once they get salvation, it'll change their destiny, amen? COVID can just speed it up to me and your friends.
Yeah.
Dear Jesus, Lord, we love you today. Lord, I pray, Lord, that in just the next few minutes, Lord, would you speak to hearts? Lord, I don't want to be negative this morning, but I do want to put the warning out there that just because of all the changes in America from the officials doesn't mean that us as Christians can just lean back and just coast for the next 4 years. We need to be busy living for you and telling others. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Sinful nation. We don't have to be a part of it. Amen. But we're here. Amen.
Yes,
and I believe Sodom and Gomorrah was mentioned this morning. I believe that Nineveh was mentioned this morning in Sunday school. And one thing that I love about Nineveh is that they repented. Amen.
Amen.
I love it when Christians, it doesn't shock this preacher when somebody comes and says, I did this and I asked God to forgive me. I get excited about that.
Yes, sir.
But what does shock me is when somebody says, I'm going to do this and I don't care what the Word does.
Ouch.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, I've never said it. No, your actions, my actions have spoken louder.
Yeah.
When you don't care about the authority God's put over you. I remember, and I know I'm taking you down memory lane, but Brother Samson, I remember when I was in Bible college where some people said, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care what the officials of the college say. I says, well, you're just stepping yourself into a world of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see in verse number 4, sinful nation. That meant it caught his attention. Can I tell you? So there's some things that ought to catch our attention. That A-H, that should catch our attention that something's not right. Can I tell you something? How many of us have said it? Oh, I can't believe they've done that. A preacher several weeks ago called me and says, and he explained the situation, and all he could say was, oh, I can't believe that person did that. And I says, well, you know what? The devil can.
Mm-hmm.
And he's laughing. But me and you have got to pray together that God can get the victory. Because we don't need to lose any more soldiers. Amen?
Right.
We don't need to lose any more prayer warriors. Amen? The only time that a prayer is okay for us to lose a prayer warrior or a soldier is when they graduate and go to heaven. Amen?
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 Amen.
Hey, I'm just telling you. Boy, when they go, that it says it's a blessing in the sight of the Lord. Now, it does leave sadness here for us, amen?
Yeah.
I'll never be able to pick up the phone again, Brother James, and talk to Brother Wagonshoes and say, come and preach a revival for us.
Yeah.
He's in heaven saying, Ray, don't forget about revivals.
Amen.
Yeah. My dear friend, he was a friend of this church when I first came and preached one of our first revivals and cared for our church and loved us here, amen? And just thankful for those people that are faithful. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
But a sinful nation, we don't have to. And it shouldn't shock us anymore, the condition our country is in. But it should still shock us when we see Christians involved in things that they shouldn't be. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And it should upset us when we're involved in things.
Yes,
it should. Hey, it should. Even if we're right, even if we're trying to do the right thing, if it comes across the wrong way, the Holy Spirit should speak to our hearts. Something should happen to where we reach out and say, at least say sorry. Amen?
Yes, yep.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. The devil worked over on me last night. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, there ought to be something. Don't you want to do your best? Amen? Yes, for the Lord? But we live in such a world, a wicked nation, that just whatever you do, it should be okay. But there ought to be something about when you come to the church house, being ready to worship and love each other and care for the lost and dying around us. Amen? But that's not in this world today. And you know what, Brother Sam, can you help me keep a secret this morning? You know what's scary when I meet a lost person that has more compassion for others than Christians?
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of times I've stood there and I've just had to tell the Lord in my mind and my heart, man, this lost person has more compassion and love for others than I do.
Ouch.
Boy, we live in a wicked nation, a sinful nation, amen? And you say, well, Brother Ray, it sounds like you don't love America. I love America. Go, when you travel outside of America, you come back. Even California looks good.
Amen.
I'm just telling you. New York looks great. When you realize that when you get off this plane, I remember coming back in and I came into California and then got other commuter flights back to Chicago when I went to my Philippines trip and realized I didn't have to come off the plane with armed guards standing there. The jewelry shops didn't have to have armed guards because of the theft and the looting and all of those things. I remember when I first went over to the Philippines, I was just there. And I remember the heightened security because they had just one of their major officials and his family assassinated in their driveway with a car bomb. Because he made a decision that somebody didn't like. Can I tell you something? America's not far off from that.
Right. Yeah.
It blessed Christians. And I'm going to tell you, as you see it as Nineveh, that they repented. But then Sodom and Gomorrah, he was just looking for a few to repent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, everybody sees that there wasn't enough people living for the Lord. But what about his family, Lot's family? If they would have just turned to the Lord, I believe they could have been saved.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a situation that seems hopeless, well, maybe you're the hopeless one.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
But we have the Lord, and we know He is our hope. Amen?
Yeah.
A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, means covered up. Amen? The other night, me and Michael, we were laying on the couch, and he had his Mickey Mouse blanket. And he said we could share it, and we were laden with that blanket, covered up with it. But can I tell you something? When you're covered up with sin, wouldn't it be better to be covered up with righteousness?
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you, this world will react. And sometimes they won't react correctly, Sister Laura. They won't react correctly when they see righteousness, because maybe they don't see a whole lot of it. But us as Christians, we should be covered up in it. Amen. And we know it's not because of what we can do, but it's because of what Jesus can do. Amen.
Amen.
And, but we have to be worthy, usable vessels for Him. Amen. We need to be a lighthouse in this community. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, as I got off the expressway several nights this week, traveling back and forth to Illinois, and helping Sister Amy's mama, and earning brownie points is what I call it. Amen. And but I have got to spend a wonderful time with my in-laws. And we cleaned up and worked on their bathroom and made it very special. And you know, can I just share something with you? It was kind of nice to watch two favorite ladies of mine this week light up, because I was able to help a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you. Mama?
Yes, sir.
I love my mom and dad. Because there's going to be a day I won't have them sitting on the second row. Because we live in a wicked world, where people don't stop and connect with each other. And I know what COVID's, and I understand that that's... I understand there's protocol, and I'm not asking you to do anything you're not supposed to do. But do something, amen? To reach out, because the lost world, the time is getting short. We have hope, but they don't, amen? Then I gotta move on, or I'll make us all in the tear box. Laying with iniquity covered up. Maybe you can't breathe today. And maybe it's because the devil's just laid on a lot of stuff. Maybe we've bundled up with some stuff. Maybe we need to start getting some of this stuff off of our heart and our mind. Amen? And if you need help, talk to the Lord. Amen? If you need to talk to Him, come to these altars. They're always open. Do business with the Lord. Amen?
Yes, sir.
But I want us to see in verse number 4, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers. Can I tell you something? There's always going to be a remnant of people who are evildoers.
Yeah.
And can I tell you something? There's going to be people, and I don't know anybody right now, so don't anybody come to me after church and say, can you point out the people who are the evildoers of the church? I don't know who they are. But there's going to be people that will always mess something up.
Yeah.
Because we're human.
That's right.
Okay? And sometimes the devil will use good people to make some mistakes that will cause evil. The devil is just tricky. And if you think the devil isn't tricky, then you are tricked. Because the devil uses unique things. He's been doing it a whole lot longer. But I'm going to tell you something, my God is stronger.
Amen.
My God can handle.
Amen.
I'm so thankful. Boy, I hope this encourages you today. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers. Amen. I'm going to tell you, Brother Samson, there's going to be some evil. As you serve the Lord, there's going to be evil.
Yeah.
Hey, if you step up today and say, hey, I'm Brother Ray, I'll help drive that other bus. Hey, we need some more volunteers, amen?
Amen.
Maybe God's not letting us get our buses yet because we don't have enough volunteers. Well, if you're holding back, that's between you and God.
Wow.
Hey, I'm just telling you, if you want to be a part of nursery, say, hey, I'll do it. If you want to be a part of the sound system, and choir, and singing specials, and helping with kids club coming up, hey, I'm going to tell you something. He's doing something. Get involved.
Amen.
Hey, I'm just telling you, and I'm not picking anybody out, but I'm just saying, our church is on the edge of some good stuff, because there's lost people around this church that need God.
Amen, sir.
Hey, and you know what? We got to do it together.
Yes, sir.
Right. Not just the preacher, not just those officials of the church, but I'm telling you, all of us. Amen? Because
yep.
I'm telling you, there's evildoers everywhere. But all it takes is one to take the light of Jesus. And Jesus could change your heart. Amen?
Yes.
Boy, Jesus could change your heart. Amen? He can change your mind. Amen? He can help you. Amen?
Amen.
But I want you to see this, and I hope this while you, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. Isn't that amazing in our world? Young children taking weapons and killing each other. And can I tell you something? It is no longer, Brother Plopper, Brother Ray, it is no longer just the gangbangers. Yeah. It is those that feel left out and unfortunate. Hey, if you walk by a young person today and you don't smile at them and say hello and acknowledge them, young people, acknowledge and smile and say hello to the elders. You never know where somebody's going, what somebody's going through. Amen? Hey, I'm just telling you, boy, if us adults are upset with the evildoer of the young children, then we need to set the example and love them where they're at.
Right.
Amen? And maybe they're just as nervous to say hi to you and get to know you as an adult. Because some of us look pretty rough.
Amen.
Amen. Kind of scary.
Yep.
As adults.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Some of the young people don't have to turn out scary. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, some of the young people need us to set an example. Amen. Children that are corruptors. I'm going to tell you something. It's amazing how the devil has infiltrated our young people. And he's not done yet. And can I tell you something? Just because you come to a good church, and I believe this is a great church, amen?
Amen.
Amen. I believe these are great place. But I'm going to tell you something, Sister Lacey, just because you bring that little sweet bundle of love, that little gracious little girl, Nariah, just because she grows up under her uncle as a preacher, doesn't mean that she'll gain heaven. She's got to know Jesus, her personal Savior.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? Maybe we just need to keep some people safe here so Jesus can do the work in people's hearts.
Right.
Amen. Give people a little bit of room to grow. Amen. Amen. Sister Lacey, I'm praying one day she'll at least get to your height, okay? I got to tease her a little bit. Hey, I watched somebody come in yesterday, and his teenage boy is taller than Brother Joshua Poole. And his teenage boy is taller than him. I was like, wow! Hadn't seen him in a little bit. Hey, wouldn't it be wonderful if some of our young people got a little bit taller than us?
Mm-hmm.
And God used them. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Brother Samson, if some of the young people in this church did more than you and I'll ever do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we said, hey, we stopped one from being an evildoer, from being a corrupter? And then I'm going to say this, and so this is a Brother Raism. If you don't like it, it's like bubblegum, put it on a shoe, walk it off, okay? But maybe some of us childish adults need to quit corrupting each other and causing trouble. Amen?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't know everything. I don't know everything, but God does.
Amen.
Well, I want to continue to move on because I want to make sure we get us to the house for one on champagne. But I hope that we see this, the children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. Can I tell you something? We need to teach here. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
From the Word of God. Because if they don't know it, how can they return to it? Hey, you say, well, I teach Sunday school, and some of my Sunday school kids, they left church, but one day the Lord, if you taught the lessons, it won't return void. One day they're going to start questioning. They're going to come back. I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit won't leave them alone.
Right.
Amen. If they come to know the Lord, the Holy Spirit won't leave them alone. Amen.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. They didn't have forsaken the Lord. But I want you to see this. This is where it gets serious. They that have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. Can I tell you something? Sin angers God.
Amen.
Not just the preacher, not just the deacons, not just the Sunday school teachers, not just the bus workers, not just the nursery workers, not just the ushers, not just anybody. But this is God. He gets angry when you and I sin. And you say, well, Brother Ray, what do? Confess. Confession is good for the soul.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I'd rather say sorry 50 million times than to leave one time unsaid.
Yeah.
See, a lot of times people have this, and I know this isn't probably anybody here, but there's been times where I've looked at people and said, we'll see how long that lasts. You know, they'll be here praising Sunday night, but for the next three Sundays, they won't be here. I'm just telling you, I'm human. But maybe I need to look at the time that they start talking to the Lord. Because it's the one time left of them. Amen. And you say, well, Brother Ray, as we continue on, amen, in verse number 4, the Holy One of Israel, unto anger, they are gone away back. Can I tell you something, us as Christians, we need to be going forward.
Amen.
Sin never takes you forward, unless it takes you forward into more sin. But God wants to take us forward.
Yeah.
Not just our church, I'm talking about us being able to get out the gospel. Amen? Hey, I'm telling you, there's people, and I know I bring up the casino quite a bit because it's right here, but I'm going to tell you something. The casino isn't our biggest problem. Satan's not your biggest problem. Our biggest problem is that we allow Satan to use our flesh against us instead of God use and us as a usable vessel. Amen? And I know that Satan's real, and I know the casino's real. I can see it. Right? I can't see Satan, but I can see all the effects of it. Amen.
Yes,
I'm telling you, we live in a world where we see how Satan can destroy.
Yep.
And if you know of one thing that Satan built up, that he wasn't trying to build up so he could destroy people. Amen. Satan doesn't build things. But God builds, restores, renews, refurbishes.
Thank you, Lord.
It always puts you out forward. He shines you up, cleans you up. Amen?
Yes, sir.
But I want us to see this as we finish. Amen. I want to see this as we finish. The Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Can I tell you something? How many of us, and I'm not saying that you have to be deep into sin. I believe most Christians, but any sin should bother us.
Yes, sir.
But how many of us used to do some things and live a certain way or do certain things, and we find ourselves backing up saying, well, it's just not so bad. It's, well, preacher, I'd come on Wednesdays, preacher, I'd help in Sunday school, or preacher, I'd do this or I'd do that, but you know, I just don't know. Well, that's okay. Tell me no all the time. Tell me no all the time that you want to tell this preacher no. Okay? But when you get to heaven, you won't be standing in front of me.
Right?
Yep.
That little Holy Spirit that's speaking to your heart, speaking to your mind, and if He's telling you something, you better obey. Because I'm going to tell you, He may only speak for a little bit.
Yeah. With conscience.
And if He's telling you to do something, get involved. Be faithful. Amen? Then you better do it. I'm telling you. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's no rest for the wicked.
No.
And if you're not obedient, what category are you in?
Amen.
And I'm not trying to be ugly or mean, but I'm being honest. Hey, you're either for Him or you're against Him.
Yeah.
And if He's for me, who can be against me? I want to be with Him. Amen?
Right,
sir.
Because I see how this is working for the world. Amen?
Yeah.
I don't want to go back. I want to go forward for Christ. Mm-hmm. And forward doesn't always mean change, but it usually includes it.
Mm-hmm.
Forward means that we're not the same. As we were traveling, Sister Amy and I, and we were last Sunday as we were traveling to go help Brother Jacobson, and boy, being a part of that, that's wonderful. I had a great time, amen. I had a preacher that I didn't even know knew I existed to come and talk to me. And halfway through, I realized who he was. I had never met him. I'd only known his name, Brother Frank Dead. I only knew his name, Brother Plopper. And he's a big, big preacher, wonderful gentleman, served the Lord for almost 50 years. And I told Brother Jacobson, he goes, what's wrong with you? He come up and stood next to me, and that preacher had to leave the event to go to his choir practice. And I said, I didn't know who he was. I was just talking. Can I tell you something? Everybody's got to move forward. And it doesn't always mean that it'll be the same. Amen? But there are some things that should be the same as we move forward instead of going back.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
It means that there's a past when you go forward. When you go forward, that means we're closer to our goal.
Amen.
That's right.
When we go forward, that means we've covered ground. Mm-hmm. And when we cover ground, I mean, I want us to go forward and I want people to know that they can come and hear the gospel. I want people to get dressed. I want this to be a place of worship so people can come in and come to know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. They can come in, and when all of Satan is going crazy outside these walls, they can come in here and get a little bit of shelter from the craziness and sadness of life. Amen?
Yeah.
I want to go forward. But as we go forward, that means there's going to be some times where we go forward, take a step forward, take a step back. Mm-hmm. You may take two steps forward, may take a half a step back. Or if you're like me, you may take three steps forward, and you may take two steps sideways. Just as part of growing. Yep. To take a battle, to walk forward for Christ, doesn't mean you'll never slide back. But it always means that we need to be going forward, facing forward. And you say, well, Brother Ray, can you help me? Can we go forward as a church, as Christians, in our families, our lives? How many of us know at least one person that we want to see come to know the Lord? I have several. I texted two this morning before I left my driveway, two young men, and I said, I hope I see you in the house of the Lord today.
Amen.
And you know what, Brother James? One of them came Wednesday night.
Amen.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. We keep our doors open. We do our best. I understand that we have to obey the government. I understand we've got to be. Boy, if we're gonna fight a battle, I want to fight it on scriptural grounds. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm not looking for a fight. But I'm looking for us to be able to see people come to know the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go forward. Mm-hmm. But think for a minute in your lives and in our hearts to this morning. If there's an area that maybe we're a little bit nervous to go forward. Maybe it's getting nervous about next Sunday. We've got somebody that's going to teach a Sunday school class start next Sunday. Hey, I'm excited. You say, well, Brother Ray, how are you not nervous? Nervous was last week. Excited's next week. Hey, I'm just telling you. Hey, boy, and I can't wait, Brother Samson. I can't wait till I'm walking through a hallway saying, sorry, I'm going through your Sunday school class.
Yeah.
Because we need to teach everybody on their level, amen?
Yeah.
I can't wait till we say, all the adults, we're going to sit all over here, and we're going to have a small class in the back because we're out of space.
Amen.
Hey, I can't wait until somebody comes in and says to walk in the entryway and there's five or six chairs there and somebody's teaching that group.
Amen.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, if we don't have a vision, we're going to perish.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you something. It's one thing if you and I perish, oh boy, we're going to be in trouble. If we perish, we know where we're going.
Amen. Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. What about the people who perish and don't know?
Yeah. Right.
They're uncertain.
Right.
Can I tell you something? Hey, if we don't go forward, then we're standing still, and it won't be long, and we'll be going backwards. And I'm not telling you that our church is, Brother Ray, I wish I could tell you that our church is always going to be exciting. It may not always be exciting. But I'm going to tell you something, it's always wonderful to serve our Savior.
Amen.
Hey, maybe going forward may make you may be nervous today. But I'm going to tell you something. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Sister Peg, is you're sitting in your Sunday school classroom, amen, or some of our nursery workers saying, well, we're waiting on one more bus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Because I've got some more students not here yet. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Brother Samson, if some of us are coming in and we're sitting down and we're watching the door because we had invited somebody, mm-hmm. saying, I hope they come.
Yes,
boy,
sir.
I was so excited Wednesday night for... And you probably thought I was nuts. I was so excited to see him. He came into fellowship with me at the back table. We talked about some things and tried to encourage him. Not because I have all the answers, but because I serve somebody who does.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I want to go forward. And you say, well, Brother Ray, that's because you're trying to grow the church. No, if I grow the church, it won't last.
Right.
If a man grows the church, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
but of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And if people have a place to come and worship, a place to come in and fill a part. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, Brother Ray, I don't know if churches are supposed to be like that, where people come in and everybody feels like a second family. Well, what are you going to do when we get to heaven? You're going to be shocked.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
When he says, family, sit down at the table.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Oh, boy. I know we just got just a minute. If you'll hang on with me just a minute. Instead of complaining about us not going forward, would you help me get up and find something to do so that we can go forward? Because maybe, just maybe, or could it be that you're the last piece of something that God's trying to put together for that area? And you may not think you're that big of a deal, or you may not think you're that important. But maybe to that one lost soul, you might be.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might, and somebody will say, well, the nursery workers, they just go in and play with babies. If that's all they did, I'd do it. But I'm taking the trash out a couple times and said, if that was attached to a human, I didn't need to be near it. Okay? But maybe that nursery worker coddling that little, cute little, with her little tutu skirt. maybe that teenager that's in the nursery helping that adult worker, keeping those children and loving on those children, keeping them safe and taking care of them. Maybe the mom and dad would be in here hearing the gospel for the first time.
Right.
And if somebody brings in their children in a service, I'm not going to yell, I'm not going to throw a fit. You bring your children, that's fine. But maybe that couple, maybe the devil would use that as a distraction so they wouldn't hear the gospel. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, hey, you may not think you're big. You may not think you're big stuff. But each one of us can be a part.
Mm-hmm.
How many in here, as we stand to our feet, with our head bowed and our eyes closed for just a minute, I'm going to ask you a couple questions this morning. I don't do this as often as I ought to. But how many of us, as we stand to our feet with our head bowed, our eyes closed, how many of us say, I know the Lord Jesus is my personal Savior. There's been a time where I trusted the Lord Jesus. Let me see hands this morning.
Amen.
I want to see them. Don't be ashamed. Get your hands up, those that know the Lord Jesus is your personal Savior. Amen. Who in here would say, preacher, I know God's talking to my heart right now. And God's been talking to me about something. About what I could do for the cause of Christ right here at the church. This house. And I'm nervous and maybe scared, or maybe I don't want to be the first person to volunteer, but I want to be a part, but I want to make sure it's the right thing. Can I see some hands? Is there some people here say, I want to do some stuff, I want to be a part? Amen. I'm seeing hands everywhere. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Don't let the devil get that victory. Keep talking to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you, there's places. There's things that we can do for the cause of Christ. And it may not be big to you, but it may be big to that person.
Amen.
Amen. And lastly, I'm going to ask this question. What would it take you for you to say, yes, I'll be obedient to the Holy Spirit? What is holding you back? Whatever it is, not worth it. Dear Jesus, Lord, we love you today. Lord, I pray, Lord, as people are praying at their seats, people are coming to the altars, people are doing business with you. And Lord, as they're not doing business with you,